Chapter 3. Imprints of Intimacy from Our First Lessons in Love. When she was 18 years old, Tina came to Mylan and me for help. She was desperate for close connections, but she often felt misunderstood, which made her angry. She was frustrated by her inner turmoil and told us, "Something is wrong, but I don't understand exactly what the problem is or how to change it." In our first session, I asked Tina to explore the feelings beneath her anger. She was quiet for a while, considering the matter for the first time ever. "Uneasy," she finally said. "It's a yucky feeling, like something is wrong, and I want someone to make that feeling go away. Then I get irritable because it won't." She looked up at me with big eyes. "Wow, I never really thought how anxious I feel before I get angry, or I just never put words to it." As we continued talking, I discovered that Tina's feelings of anger and anxiety were intense. She could see that she often overreacted and that little things set her off. "Often this intensity tells me that the past is flooding into the present. Yet nothing in Tina's memories seemed to fit. We revisited numerous childhood experiences, yet nothing seemed to explain the cause of her current emotions." Then finally, in his gracious way, God intervened. During a conversation with her mother, Tina was surprised to hear her mom describe a serious car accident that had taken place when Tina was only 10 months old. Tina's car seat had protected her from injury, yet at that scene, her seat with Tina in it had been placed to the side of the road while injured passengers were tended to. The atmosphere was one of total chaos. Police came, an ambulance arrived. Tina watched as paramedics removed her mother from the car and took her away in that big, noisy van. Tina didn't see her mother after that for an entire week, while her mother recovered in the hospital from a broken pelvis. The uninterrupted care Tina had experienced for the first 10 months of her life had vanished in a flash. When her mother arrived home after a week in the hospital, she was shocked that Tina wouldn't look at her or come to her. Even worse, Tina's mom was not allowed to pick her up or hold her until her injuries fully healed. Imagine what this experience had done to young Tina, even though she remembered nothing.